On the 3rd of August 2021, Future Media interviewed the First Lady of Namibia, Monica Geingos, about her experiences and lessons learned during her Love Protects COVID awareness campaign. This is a portion of that discussion, facilitated and supported by the United Nations Namibia. Thank you very much for taking the time. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just something quickly. I know lots of people, Christine, have been asking, why does the information around COVID change so much? It's called the novel coronavirus for a reason. Novel meaning it's new. So it is true. There is new learnings all the time. I remember Dr. Brevet mentioning how we treated that poor Romanian couple because they continue to test positive. Nobody knew why. So we kept these poor guys detained at this clinic outside Hosea Kutako International Airport for as long as they tested positive. We wouldn't do that now. Why? Because now we know 10 days from the onset of symptoms, you are no longer infectious. We also know that you do test positive. My husband has been testing positive and he was symptom free since the beginning of June, and we are in August now. Yeah. So we know new things, not because it's a new virus. So there is some information that's going to change, and we have better treatment protocols now. Doctors are more comfortable in what they're doing. They know the steroids are working. They know that the vaccines are working. They know that early treatment is key. They know that don't present late at a hospital. Otherwise, your survival chances are going to reduce. So there's things that we know, but there's also things that we know we don't know. So when that information comes or new information comes, we mustn't take that as proof that nobody knew what they were doing. No. What we know today, we know for sure. But the virus is also changing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So if the virus changes on a daily basis, information around it is also going to change.
Yeah.
So we must accept that. We must be fluid in this, but there should be some basics we accept. And those basics, vaccines work, public health regulations can flatten a curve, and we have to work together. That information doesn't change.
It's also valuable to remember, I think very important to remember, that us as the public have learned a lot about viruses, how they are transmitted, how they act in the body over the last 18 months. But the medical fraternity has known a lot about the basic makeup of a virus. So they knew 10 years ago, they knew that something was coming.
Yes.
They knew what it might look like.
Yes.
They know that viruses change. They've known that this will present with variants. Yes. What they will look like, as you said, we don't know. The normal flu virus, we know that it changes.
Yes.
So they've done a massive amount of research before anyone gave any thought to any flu virus.
Yeah.
And the basics of science remain the same. And when we don't know, or when the science community don't know, they actively look for an answer.
And once
we find us, they tell us.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is very, very important to remember.
One thing that does worry me though, Christine, the reason you and I don't have polio is because we both came from Orangimund and we were both vaccinated as babies. I was vaccinated as an adult. I took the HP vaccine because it prevents cervical cancer. Now, never in my life, even as an adult getting this HPV vaccine, did I say, oh, what's in that vaccine?
Yeah.
I didn't care. All I cared about is that it stops me from getting cervical cancer, which can cause my death. So if somebody tells me there's a vaccine for corona, I'm going to take that vaccine because I don't want to get COVID. Mm-hmm. So all these new interesting questions, what is inside the vaccine? Like my daughter asked me this and I said, Kayla, you are smoking hubbly at your friend's house every Friday. You don't ask your friend what they put in that hubbly bubbly. Now you want to know about vaccine. Let's also be serious here.
Yeah.
So some of these questions, yes, I hear you, but don't restrict it to COVID, because what you're going to do is you're going to start making people hesitant generally about vaccines.
Yeah.
And vaccines have stopped measles from being a fatal condition. They've stopped. There was a time where people were dying of flu, and we've been taking flu vaccines. Yeah. These people got disformed. Polio. That's not a thing. It shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
Vaccines work. They've never been part of this conspiracy.
Yeah.
So we must protect scientists. We must protect vaccines.
Yeah. The basis for science remains the same. So whether you take a Panado, have you ever seen the leaflet in a Panado
box? All the side effects.
And all the side effects, but yet it takes away my headache. And one doctor that we spoke to, Dr. David Weber, and also so phenomenal, such a phenomenal discussion. And he said, you have to be rational. If you go to your doctor when you feel bad, when you take your kids to have their tonsils removed, when you ask the anesthesiologist to put them under, all of these medical treatments are based on exactly the same science as vaccines. It is your right to ask what is in a medicine that you are given. It is your right to ask why when a medical professional presents you with a treatment option and to listen to what they say. But it is also very important to remain rational about what you put in your body and what you don't. I love eating chocolate. I don't read the back of the chocolate wrapper because it's bad for me. I know it's not great for me. So it's the same.
Yeah. I remember my reaction when Dr. Bouvet, who's a lung specialist, said that steaming is neither here nor there. Mm. And I was like, are you sure?
Because that's what my grandmother says.
Because I'm quite sure it worked for me. And then I caught myself because I was like, Monica, this is a specialist physician. He is a pulmonologist. I think he knows the lungs better than you.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I really did try and resist. And I think that's ego, where some of us really think we know better.
Mm.
And we must submit to those who know more, who specialize in things. Mm. And it's fine to say, are you sure?
Yeah.
It is my right to go to a second pulmonologist and say, the specialist is recommending I take this treatment. Do you agree with that? That is important, but ultimately you must subject yourself to people who know more than you on a topic. There's certain topics I know more than Dr. Bouvier about, but certainly when it comes to the lungs, and to the clinical issues around COVID, he knows significantly, and him and other doctors, there's many good doctors in this country, know significantly more than us, the average person, because we are average people in this context.
Thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure having this conversation with you and getting some insight on your experiences with the campaign. It's been an absolute pleasure to welcome you, and we really appreciate it. And let's work together. As Namibians, it is the first time since independence that we've had the magnitude of fight that we need to do.
I agree.
And the only way, like you said, we are going to do it is if we push that stone up the hill together.
I agree. And I appreciate you having me on your show. I also appreciate the many members of the private sector who really also just stepped up. And they've done everything that they can in terms of assisting healthcare workers, in terms of assisting their employees, in terms of really encouraging vaccination, utilizing their resources to provide field hospitals oxygen. What I've seen, it makes me think of what we are capable of as a country, and it makes me proud to see that. And we must maintain this momentum of putting our collective minds together to find a mutual solution to a problem that impacts all of us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christine.
That was a part of the interview Future Media had with Namibia's First Lady, Monica Geingos. Stay tuned to hear the rest of the interview or find the whole discussion on futuremedia.com.na under podcasts.